Hello, I'm the Reverend Lucy Brierley. I'm the Minister of Woking United Reformed Church, which is on the corner of White Rose Lane, opposite the Community Hospital.
It was lovely to talk to you, Lucy. And what I love is, you know, you haven't let a small thing like the coronavirus lockdown pandemic stop you this year raising money for Christian Aid, which I know is something that you do. I mean, first of all, what would you normally do? What would normally be happening around this time of year for Christian Aid within Woking United?
Well, normally there would be a house-to-house collection, which seems quite sort of an old-fashioned way of raising money now. But that's something that's been going on for years, people putting envelopes, Christian Aid envelopes, through doors and then going back and collecting them. And that did raise quite a substantial amount of money, but it's not practical at the moment.
No. So, yeah, last year we were in COVID times, so you had to sort of think on your feet a bit. So your husband ended up having a haircut to raise money.
Yes. He did. We were thinking, what could we do that could be fun and get everyone together online? And of course, everybody had overgrown hair, didn't they? So we said, let's shave all his hair off and people can sponsor him to do it. And we raised about £7,000.
That's amazing. And he got a haircut as well, you know.
Exactly.
Was he a willing volunteer or did it take a bit of persuasion?
I think he was a willing volunteer. He was quite game, but I'd never cut hair before. I'd never used a pair of clippers or anything, so that was my very first experience of it. And of course we were doing it live online with loads of people watching us as well, which added to the fun.
Okay, so you're now a qualified hairdresser as well then, are you?
I think so.
So this year you've had to sort of think outside the box again, which I know is something that you're really good at Woking URC. So tell me, what's happening this year then?
Okay, so this year we were thinking, we've got a big online community, we've been live streaming our services, so we've been able to connect with our own church family, but also people further afield. So we thought, how can we get everybody involved in raising money? And a sponsored event, you know, it seems to work really well. So we said, okay, let's do a 24-hour Zoom Bible read. So we're going to read the whole of the New Testament and the Psalms over a 24-hour period, non-stop on Zoom, and we're going to live stream it on all our Facebook and YouTube platforms.
Oh, amazing. I mean, so, you know, I'm guessing that some of the slots are going to have sort of the prime slots during the day. That's cool. Everyone's going to sign up and take that. But what about those sort of 3 o'clock in the morning slots and things like that? How are you going to sort of fill them?
Yes, well, we had a bit of a cunning plan on that one, because we've had some people who've joined our church services from Canada, the United States and Australia. So we thought, let's get them involved. So we got in touch and said, you know, do you fancy taking a half hour slot? Because we've broken it into half hour slots. So do you fancy taking a slot, your daytime, but our nighttime? And several of them have said, yeah, we'll help you out through those nighttime hours.
Oh, excellent. So you're going to be reading through the New Testament and then the Psalms as well. And I guess it's quite hard to know exactly where you're going to be at any given time. So when someone signs up, they don't know, it's hard to know exactly where they're going to be and what bit they're going to be reading.
That's exactly the case. Yes. And we've said to people, just have your Bible at the ready, log on when it's your time, and we will tell you where we're at. And of course, everyone's got different versions of the Bible at home. And we said, that doesn't matter. You just pick up your Bible and read from where we've got to.
Okay. So you can use your own Bible sort of read from wherever, like you say, wherever you've got to. And people maybe in other countries getting involved all around the world. You've got people in France getting involved. Are they going to be reading in English, or are they reading their own language? How's that going to work?
Yeah, well, we've definitely got somebody from France reading. I think it's one of the very final slots on the Sunday morning. And I've said to him, he's fluent in French and English. I said to him, you do what you like, whatever you're most comfortable in, you can read in French or English. So that remains to be seen. We're very relaxed. We don't mind.
I love this, though, how you've kind of you've just sort of taken this idea and just run with it. And how's sort of the process of filling all the slots? How's that going so far?
Yeah, so it's been quite demanding because we've got 48 slots because they're half hour slots, and we've said that up to three people could take part per half hour slot. So some people are happy to read a whole half hour on their own. Others are like, no, 10 minutes is enough, so I'd like a couple of buddies. So that's quite a lot of people to get involved. But I'm pleased to say, as of the moment, I think we've only got 10 gaps okay. on our schedule.
That's pretty impressive.
So we're doing really well.
Yeah. Anyone listening this morning wants to fill those gaps? Are they the overnight gaps then, mainly, do you think?
There's one or two. The 2 a.m. slots still available, but there are some sensible times as well.
Okay. Brilliant. So we'll talk about how people can get involved with that. But so it's happening from 10 a.m. on Saturday the 8th into the 9th at 10 a.m. And that sort of leads nicely into that morning service. And you're going to have one of the boss of sort of Christian Aid in the church service on the 9th to discuss and answer questions.
That's right. We're really excited that Amanda McQuashy, who is the CEO of Christian Aid, and actually quite local to our area. It's where, you know, she lives quite locally. So she has agreed to come and speak to us to preach in the service on that Sunday morning, which will be the beginning of Christian Aid Week. So we feel absolutely thrilled to be able to welcome her. She'll be able to tell us more about what Christian Aid do on the ground in countries all over the world to make a difference for the world's poorest.
Okay. I mean, when you think about it, you know, we think maybe we've had it hard in this country with lockdown and everything else and not being able to get haircuts and not being able to do things we enjoy. But, you know, the coronavirus and everything else must have had a massive, profound impact in those sort of developing countries.
I know. If you imagine a pandemic sweeping a community where there's no access to soap, there's no access to the hand sanitizer that we're so obsessed with now, or clean water, where there's no free healthcare, you know, then that's quite a different situation, isn't it? And
yes.
Christian Aid really gets involved with the poorest communities just to give them a start and the things they need to become self-sufficient.
So talking a bit about the sort of a lockdown, you know, we talk about the church as being, you know, a congregation rather than a building. Your building, the physical building, has had to sort of, you know, close down, open up, then close down again. You know, you've through lockdown, you've done an amazing job, I think, of, you know, keeping things going, albeit online. So you can't really live stream all your services and all the other sort of events and things that you do, don't you?
Yeah, we've had quite a journey, John, because initially we didn't really have the facilities in the church building to live stream a kind of quality service. So we ended up live streaming from my front room at home with my family. And we did services for quite a few months at home while equipment was being installed in the church building. And then last September, we were able to get back into the church building and live stream our services from there. So my kids were really happy when that time came and we could actually have our front room back at home.
But what's been amazing, though, is, you know, you're putting on these professional services and, you know, it's almost sort of sitting watching it on YouTube and Facebook or whatever. It's like you're sort of watching a TV or the camera work. You're becoming experts in the art of putting the visual spectacle on, I think.
it's incredible how we've had to adapt to, you know, to doing things online. And then, of course, the next challenge, it's one I'm really excited about, but it's a challenge, is that soon our church is going to open up again to people coming in person. We're doing that later on in May. So we'll be able to accommodate some of our congregation in person, but the majority will still be watching online. Okay. So we'll have these two different types of attendees.
So the online stuff, you know, is that going to something that's here to stay? Are you going to continue that? Or
absolutely, definitely. It's something actually that before the pandemic struck, we were considering whether we ought to be live streaming our services. And the pandemic just brought those plans forward. And there's no going back. We live in a digital age. Mm. And one of the, I think, the most exciting things that it's done is helped us to reach those people who, for whatever reason, can't leave their houses. And that was the case before the pandemic. There were people who were housebound, people living in care homes, people who were unwell, and church services weren't accessible to them. But of course, now now that we've all experienced a lockdown, we've realised how important it is to get things into people's homes.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the other side of it is, you know, you can get, you know, you've been people finding out about your services and watching them anywhere in the world. So you're sort of building up a global audience. You don't actually physically have to be in Woking to take part in the service.
Yeah. And it's been fun to meet online, meet other people from other communities. And of course, we learn so much from each other and we support one another. And it's exciting to realize that the Christian family is one that's everywhere. And I think what we also found was that for some people whose churches weren't able to do the live stream thing and put their services online, those people were looking for somewhere to worship online. So they stumbled across us.
Okay. And from your point of view, you know, you can then go and watch other services and see what other people are doing. So that must be really interesting for you as well.
Which I absolutely love doing, because, you know, as someone who's always leading services, it's so wonderful to go and join another church service. And of course, I can do that at any time of the week because they're all online now. And so I can receive in that way and learn from other people. So, yeah, there's some real benefits.
Yeah, see, it's interesting. There's sort of almost like a positive to come out of all of this. The fact you can kind of make the service more accessible, and it kind of gives you that push to sort of go from having the idea of should you be live streaming to actually going, doing it and making the service accessible for all. So, yeah, it'd be really good to talk to you, Lucy. And, you know, the Bible reading, 24-hour Bible reading sounds like a challenge, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. So we'll get a lot out of that, provided they don't get the bit of the tricky words and hard to pronounce names.
That's right, yes. I think people will be hoping they don't get certain passages.
What do you reckon the hardest will be then?
The hardest passage, which I think everyone will want to avoid, is Acts. Chapter 2. So that's the Acts of the Apostles. That's the beginning of the early church. So after Jesus had risen from the dead and he descended back to heaven and the church sprung to life, and it's this festival we call Pentecost. There's this great list of different places, which I know, you know, on that Sunday in church, the person who gets that Bible reading always dreads it. So that'll be the one people want to avoid.
That'll be the challenge, though. We'll see who ends up with that one. But there's still some places available, and you know, anybody can get involved. So it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 8th into the 9th at 10 o'clock. So 24 hours reading through the New Testament and the Psalms. How do we get in touch? How do we get involved?
Yeah, so the easiest way is to go to the church website, because all the details are on there, www.wokingurc.org.uk. So it's ever so easy, or just Google Woking URC and you'll find all the information there, both to book a slot if you want to do some of the Bible reading, but also to sponsor us and donate to Christian Aid.
Excellent. So looking forward to seeing, you know, how much you raise from that, if you can beat last year's total. Such a great cause as well. So, and all your services and everything, all the details of what's available, that's all on your website as well, isn't it?
It is. And of course, listeners will be able to watch the live stream of the Bible reading if they're interested to see how it goes and what we get up to. That will be on the church website and Facebook page for the whole 24 hours live stream. So you see all the bits that go wrong as well.
Wow, there you go. That does sound quite appealing to watch that in the early hours of the morning, if you're struggling to sleep on that night.
Exactly.
Well, Lucy, thank you so much for telling us all about it, and best of luck with him.
Thank you very much indeed.